So with that, we're ready to move on to the next agenda item, which is agenda paper 4, moving on to financial instruments, which is always a great thing to move on to. Agenda paper 4. And am I going to be handing over to, can I see the FI team? I can't see them on the screen, but I can see their names.
We're
handing over to Angie.
Yes,
You're incognito. You like it that way. And my hand is Angie presenting?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, I am. Thanks, Sue. All right. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. So agenda paper 4 deals with the submission the committee received about whether an issuer applying IAS 32 can reclassify warrants, and specifically the warrant in the fact pattern submitted provides the holder with the right to buy a fixed number of equity instruments of the issuer for an exercise price that will be fixed at a future date. At initial recognition, the variability in the exercise price results in the issuer classifying the warrants as financial liabilities because the fixed-for-fixed condition for classifying derivatives as equity is not met. The submitter asked whether an issuer reclassifies the warrant as an equity instrument following the fixing of its exercise price after initial recognition, given that the fixed-for-fixed condition would at that stage be met. The staff did not perform outreach on this matter because stakeholders have already told us about the potential prevalence of these types of warrants and similar transactions, and we are aware that there are different views in practice, namely whether the issuer is prohibited from reclassifying or is required or has a choice to reclassify the warrant. So in paragraphs 13 to 24 of the paper, the staff set out our analysis and assessment against the committee's agenda criteria, and we note the following. IAS 32 contains no general requirements for reclassifying financial liabilities and equity instruments after initial recognition when the instrument's contractual terms are unchanged. Similar questions about whether IAS 32 permits reclassification after initial recognition arise in other circumstances. And reclassification by the issuer was identified as one of the practice issues the board will consider addressing in its financial instruments with characteristics of equity project. So based on our analysis and assessment, we recommend that the committee does not add a standard setting project to the work plan. Instead, we recommend publishing a tentative agenda decision that explains that the matter is too narrow for the committee to consider in isolation and is better suited to be addressed more broadly by the board as part of the FICE project. I will now turn the discussion over to the committee members.
Thank you, Angie. Okay. Very appropriate that we start with the banker, Lisa. Yeah.
Thanks, Sue. From my point of view, I think IAS 32 is clear that the assessment of how to classify a financial instrument is an assessment that's done on day one or initial recognition. And unless something has substantively or something's changed within the contractual terms of that agreement to meet the derecognition requirements, then you would not reclassify it. However, it was interesting in reading the staff paper that I can see, you know, in the submission that was submitted, I would say that, you know, in that case, I would not reclassify the instrument. But when I look at the staff paper and some of the examples that are included in paragraph 14, I can see in reading those that there are situations out there where you could have, you know, in substance change the contractual terms or the specifics based on other things that are changing. So I would agree with the staff's recommendation not to set this as a, is to take this as a part of the FICE project and assess it there and not have it as a separate project. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Donna?
So, Winston, I concur with Lisa's comments. I would like to commend the staff for the paper. I think you did some really good work there. It really does indicate very well the diversity of practice that is out there, especially because I've looked at those books as well and saw exactly the same work you guys saw, that it really is like some sets an account of policy choice, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, I am fully in agreement with the staff's recommendation that this is not put on our committee agenda, but rather is referred to the board for consideration under the FIC process.
Thanks, Donna. Jens.
Thank you. I fully agree with the recommendation. And this is basically on basis of the arguments raised in, especially the first sentence raised in paragraph 15. I do think that this is a broader practice issue, and we don't want to see instruments flipping in and out of equity and going back and forth. So and this needs to be dealt with in the FICE project. And thus, this is outside of the scope of the, in my opinion, outside of the scope of IFRIC.
Thanks, Jens. Carsten?
Yeah, thanks. So but on this one, I'm also in line with the staff analysis, and I agree with the staff's analysis and conclusions. I think the staff proposes a very reasonable way to address the matter. And I agree with the staff's recommendation not to add a standard setting project to the work plan. Having said that, I have two small suggestions regarding the wording of the agenda decision. The first one is really to maybe focus on the question that was asked, which is, whether subsequent classification from debt to equity may be appropriate. So currently, I think the wording addresses classification both ways, from debt to equity and also from equity to debt. So I would maybe just limit the wording to the question that was asked, debt to equity. And the second comment I would have is, since we are already aware of significant diversity in practice on this one, and that entities account for these arrangements, differently, I was just wondering whether it might be helpful to remind people about IS1 disclosures around significant accounting policies applied. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Carsten. Bertrand.
Thank you, Sue. I agree with the staff recommendation with the content of the draft tentative agenda decision. I have a couple of comments on the wording, or maybe it's more editorial suggestions. Should I go right now, or do I keep that for later on in the discussion, or what do you prefer?
I'm happy to raise them now, Bertrand.
Now, you mean? Yeah. So it's just the fact that I will keep on the conclusion being the one from the committee, because I can't presume the conclusion of the board. And so three comments in this regard. First thing, in the second part of the draft tentative agenda decision, I would have, in the second sentence, I would have written, the committee acknowledged that similar questions about reclassification arise in other circumstances and was made aware that reclassification by the issuer was identified as one of the practices issues the board will consider, blah, 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 and which will enable us probably to delete one of the last sentence, which is, instead, the board should consider the matter as part of its discussions on the FICE project. I was quite a bit not comfortable in us, the committee, saying the board what the board should do or not do. It's the board's call to decide. So maybe the first editorial amendment would enable us to delete this sentence. And then, even though I acknowledge the fact that it's what is written in the due process handbook, I would have similarly on the sentence, the committee therefore concluded that the matter described in the request is in isolation too narrow for the committee and not the board. I would have deleted the board, even though I acknowledge that's the wording of the due process handbook. It's not the committee to decide what the board will decide later on when they will eventually, ultimately, decide whether or not they approve a potential agenda decision when it will be decided. So that's my comments.
Thanks, Bertrand. Bob.
Okay, I will make this quick, Sue, because I am in agreement with the staff analysis and the direction of travel where others have spoken. I just have one, I think, technical correction in that sentence that Bertrand was just speaking about. where it says the request is in isolation too narrow for the committee to address in an efficient manner. I think if you look at the handbook and you look at what the requirement is above paragraph 25, it's if we don't take it on, if it's too narrow to deal with in a cost-effective manner, or it's too broad to deal with in an efficient manner. So I think what we, this should have been is too narrow for the committee to address in a cost-effective manner.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Pleased to see you know the due process handbook so well. Marie.
Yeah, thank you. As it was highlighted by members and in the staff analysis, it is there are diversity and it's a prevalent issue. We agree with what the analysis of the staff saying that it's maybe sort of it should be dealt with other topics which are linked and not this specific fact pattern regarding warrants, and so it's becoming too broad for the IFRS IC. We think it's important to underline in the IFRIC update the fact that the IFRS IC underlined to the board that it should be looked at during the FIRES project, so maybe it should be worded a bit differently, because I think some members consider that the last sentence is not correct this way, but I think it's important to mention that it's an important issue to deal with FIRES. And we also support custom comment just to add disclosure based on IS1 because it's an accounting policy choice today. And I think a last question, but it's more for board. When we look at the website where the different projects are, I think on FIRES there is no deadline fixed at the moment. So we also consider that it's important that sort of FIRES carry on because there is a lot of issue on this project. Thanks.
Thanks, Marie. Brian?
Thank you. I also agree with staff conclusion. This is a topic of non-diversity, and I think it is much better for it to be addressed through the FICE project. I have just one small drafting suggestion in relation to the agenda decision. I think the first sentence of the second paragraph talks about there being no requirements in IS 32 to reclassify. I kind of know what that sentence means, but I slightly worry that it could be read to rule out view 3 in the paper. I think the sentence should just be a neutral sentence, perhaps saying the committee observed that IS 32 is silent on that kind of wording, so as not to inadvertently actually be a comment about which of the three views may or may not be acceptable.
Thanks, Brian. Young Soo?
Thank you. I also agree with the staff analysis and conclusion. I agree with the staff that this issue is a broader issue that must be considered with other related issue at the FICE project. So I should say I completely agree with the staff. However, I also have a couple of comments on the wording. And the first comment is already made by the Brian. Brian already pointed out the negativity of the first sentence of the second paragraph. And this part of the second sentence, I mean, the first sentence of the second paragraph seems like a negative. As he said, it sounds like that IFRS standards does not allow the reclassification of financial liabilities and the equity and sweeps. So I agree with Bob that this sentence should be a little bit more neutralized. And I also find out something very similar at the last sentence of the first paragraph. If you look at the last sentence of the first paragraph, it says the request asked whether it is possible for the issuer to reclassify, blah, blah, blah. And whether it is possible for the issuer sounds like the reclassification is forbidden by the IFRS standards. So I also think that this part of the last sentence of the first paragraph should also be neutralized. That's all I want to say.
Thanks, Young Soo. Jim?
I also agree with the staff analysis and the conclusion. I think we should refer this whole issue to the FICE project without even going into the details about why we're referring it. FICE project is dealing with this general topic, and we don't know whether this specific question or fact pattern is narrow or wide enough, but it should be included in the FICE project and carried out the right way if the FICE project releases the final result. So I don't think we should go into too much further details to address why it should be in FICE. And it's a general effort. And it doesn't matter, it's for cost reasons, for this specific being too narrow or too broad. And it's a FICE project, so we just don't go into too much details. That'll be fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Gora?
Gora's on mute.
Gora, you're on mute.
I'm sorry that the I also I believe with the staff's analysis. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay. I also agree with the staff's analysis on the scope of the submission, and agree with the recommendation to address it as a part of the FICE project. My only concern is the FICE project is a very challenging and long-standing project, and I'm not very sure at all when the FICE project is completed and the issue raised by the submission is addressed. That said, I agree with the recommendation. We probably have no choice but to address this issue in the FICE project. Thanks.
Thanks, Goro. Guy?
Thanks, Sue. I'll be very quick. I just wanted to register my agreement with the staff analysis. The discussion here seems to be general agreement as to the numerous wording suggestions that have been raised. I don't feel particularly strongly one way or the other on most any of them. I don't think it substantively changes the direction of the agenda decision. So I'm comfortable with the proposals by staff, and I'm comfortable with the wording as presented, but I'm not adverse to slight tweaks that I don't think are directionally changing it substantively.
Thanks, Guy. John?
Yes, I'll be very brief. I agree with the staff's recommendation and with the proposal, the proposed wording for the agenda decision, though I do appreciate and agree with Brian's suggestion regarding the general requirements on reclassification of financial liabilities and equity instruments, just to be neutral in the wording so that to be careful to be neutral in the wording so that it might not infer or imply that that there is a prohibition or restriction on reassessment in order to avoid inadvertently concluding that one of the views is unacceptable.
Thanks, John. Lisa?
Yes, Sue, thanks. I just want to come back in on the comments that have been made by a few people, and John there was on the language in that second paragraph. I would personally disagree softening that, because I think the standard is very clear. If nothing has changed in the contractual terms when you initially entered into that contract and you have booked a financial liability, I don't see that there's the ability within the standard to reclassify it if nothing has actually changed in the contractual terms. So I just want to raise that point.
Thanks, Lisa. Sophie?
So I agree with the staff proposal. I believe that it is a broader issue and that I agree that it should be addressed in the context of the board's files project. I disagree with just what has been just said. I believe that the practice shows it. The response about the treatment is not clear. We cannot say like that reclassification is forbidden. So I agree with the proposed wording at the beginning of the second paragraph.
Thank you, Sophie. Michael.
Hi, just to say that I agree with staff analysis as well, and with also with Brian and John's comments on the wording. I think, you know, I can hear there are some slightly different views. I happen to think that reclassification is a different thing from derecognition, and it is just something that 32 doesn't deal with. I don't think it would be better. It definitely needs to be picked up in the FICE project, so I agree with the committee supporting the staff's analysis and the conclusion.
Thank you, Michael. John?
I think Sophie and Michael have actually addressed kind of my comment, because the only point I was going to make in response to Lisa is that, you know, I think you could also say that the committee has observed that there's no prohibition in IAS 32 for reclassifying financial liabilities and equity instruments, which I think would be a true statement. But I think that would by itself be an interpretation. And I think given the diversity in practice and given the ongoing discussions at the board, to be definitive about there being no requirement or no prohibition would be to preempt the board's decision-making and discussions.
Carsten?
Yeah, just one follow-up comment in response to what Brian and others have said on this general requirement in IAS 32. I would actually be supportive of keeping the wording as drafted by the staff. The main reason being that I'm not sure it's true that there are no requirements in IAS 32 for reclassifying it, because I think there are requirements for portable instruments. So if we just say
that's
there are no requirements...
That's why the staff have said no general requirements.
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to say that I do support the drafting of the staff in this regard.
I think just before we vote on whether the committee agrees with the recommendation not to do standard setting, and before I hand over to the staff for wording changes on the agenda decision, if we get to that, I think one thing that I'm a little bit wary of is not getting into wording that would risk a sort of suggestion that just because it says you can't, it doesn't say you can't do it, that it necessarily implies that you can. And so I think that the wording there is quite nice because it's quite neutral, but we'll come back to that. Could I get a show of hands from the committee on the first question, which is whether you agree with the recommendation not to add a standard setting project to the work plan? And Brian, the dog agrees. And Brian, you agree?
I think that's everyone then.
Okay, great. Liz, I think I'm handing over to you. Do you want to go through the proposed changes, if any, that you've picked up on based on comments from the committee members?
Sure. So I'll see how accurate and how strong my note-taking skills are here. So starting with the first paragraph, I think there's only one here, and that was the suggestion in the final sentence of that first paragraph to neutralize that a little bit, to take out the notion of it is, you know, whether it is possible, and instead replace that simply to say asked whether an issuer reclassifies a warrant as. Moving on to the second sentence, I heard a couple of ideas on that first sentence, sort of with the same objective that I just mentioned in the preceding sentence, and that is to make sure that that is neutral. And I suppose just to say for the avoidance of doubt, the staff's intention in drafting that sentence the way that we did was indeed to be neutral, so not to imply that one or more of the views was permitted or not permitted. It was intended to be neutral. From my perspective, I think if we said the committee observed that IS 32 contains no general requirements, that to me is neutral. But I'm hearing the committee members are concerned that it's not. If I've understood that correctly, I think we could come up with wording similar to the suggestion, something like 32 is silent on the topic of reclassifying financial liabilities to equity. I think we'd have to be careful with that one because, as somebody has already said, there are specific requirements for putables. So we need to bake in the notion of no general requirements into the wording of is silent on. So just to mention that. Moving down the paragraph, perhaps we can delete the lead-in phrase for this reason. So I think, you know, Bertrand had a suggestion here. Perhaps we can simplify it a little bit to have a hard stop after the observation that similar questions arise in other circumstances, hard stop, and just strike through the phrase for this reason so we don't prejudge why the board has added that matter to the FICE project. Let's see, moving down Bob's fantastic catch that we effectively had a little typo here, striking through efficient and putting in instead cost effective. So we actually use the wording straight out of the handbook. And the other thing, having the benefit of the committee's discussion, I wonder, you know, in line with keeping this as concise as possible, and also not to prejudge, you know, linking to what Bertrand said about not prejudging what the board may decide to do or where they may end up in the FICE project, I wonder whether we stop that sentence, the committee concluded, whether we stop that after the point on this being too narrow for to be dealt with in a cost-effective manner, just and strike through the observation about cannot be resolved efficiently, given that we don't know how the board will ultimately address this in the FICE project. So in an effort not to prejudge whether the board is able to resolve this within 32, I wonder whether we could strike through the final part of that sentence. That is all I had. Maybe just to mention a couple of things that I'm inclined not to add. I think, Sue, you mentioned the point on the disclosures. My view there was that the risk with putting in an observation about the disclosures could be seen as not being neutral. It could be seen as confirming or blessing one of the views. So I realize it's not up to me, but I'm inclined not to add that. And then final comment from me, there were, I think, a couple of comments, or at least one with respect to the first sentence in the second paragraph, whether that should only be one directional. Because the submission itself was one directional, I'm inclined to keep it symmetrical as we have there, just because I think 32 is symmetrically silent, if you will. So I would be concerned about implying that it does have requirements going in the other direction. So I think the only sort of open item perhaps is whether we keep the first sentence of the second paragraph to say that 32 contains no general requirements, or we say we try to come up with words more similar to a notion of is silent on.
Okay. Thanks, Liz. And on IS1, just to build out what you said there, I think my concern with referencing IS1 is that it implies that we're saying there is a policy choice, whereas we're trying not to opine on that, consistent with the overall approach in the paper. Picking up Liz's other suggested changes and keeping the first sentence of paragraph two as worded with no general requirements, because I think it's easier to draft than incorporating the word silent and still getting this general requirements point in there. Can I get a show of hands from the committee on who can support the agenda decision with those changes? And Brian agrees as well.
Okay, so I'm seeing everyone except Yongso. Is that correct?
Okay, thank you very much.
That's 13.
Okay, Bertrand, you've got a question?
Yeah, just to make sure I understood correctly what Liz said, we delete all reference to the FICE project. Have I correctly understood? Because it's not what I intended when I did the comments I did, or did I misunderstood something?
I don't think that Liz did delete.
Okay.
References to FICE.
Okay.
Personally, I'd prefer to keep them in because that's meant to be quick. So, well, not quick, yeah. But at least we're working on it now. So, that would be
okay.
Helpful. Thanks, Bertrand. Okay, thanks everybody. And with that, Liz, it's very fortuitous that we have you on screen because I'm going to use this opportunity to embarrass you. And Ken, I think, is online as well, just to let the committee know that unfortunately Liz and Ken are leaving the foundation. And so this is the last committee meeting where we will have the benefit of their work at the committee table. So just wanted to say thank you on the committee's behalf while we've got you as a captive on the screen. So thanks very much to Liz over many years and Ken as well for your sterling work supporting the committee. And we won't make you give a speech. That's the good news. Okay, thank you very much.